mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's less than 6 days until the election. And there's going to be senators, seats up for grabs, members of the House, mayors, state legislators, and of course, El Presidente is up. And again, for the last 2+ years, I've been saying that I thought George Bush would be reelected, and then I almost got swayed by many of our listeners and many of my friends and other analysts, because they said, well, look, the Bilderberg Group has endorsed Kerry. And why Burke's peerage says that he has more royal blood and the royal always wins, and that's been true in the past. But Las Vegas and the Piccadilly Casino in London, why, they've got odds of 60 to 30. In fact, the Piccadilly, I've got the article here in front of me, one of the oldest casinos in the world, it's saying that Bush has got odds of 69 to 31 against Kerry. And they put in a lot of different factors into setting those odds. And if they don't set those odds right, they'll end up losing the casino. And, of course, they've got all the backdoor connections into the shadowy underworlds, and that's how they're able to come up with this type of information. Then you've also got all the electronic voting machine fraud. You've got the Democrats running around trying to steal votes, what we call retail election fraud. We've got the Democrats already filing 9 lawsuits in Florida. Looks like, unless it's a landslide for Bush, we're going to have a disputed election. Now, again, those odds don't reflect the polls, but again, the polls are not very trustworthy by themselves. Averaging together a bunch of different polls has turned out to be more accurate in the past than just going with 1 or 2 polls. You are welcome to call in. You are welcome to talk about any of these subjects I've just mentioned. The toll-free number will take a lot of your calls early in this first hour. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. In the middle of the next hour, we have an incredible political cartoonist and very intelligent individual concerning the more esoteric activities of the New World Order, Mac White, joining us. And then, of course, we've got Don Griffin, who I've got a talk show out of St. Louis, and who is running for the Senate there on the Constitution Party. He'll be joining us just for a few minutes in the next hour as well. And we're looking at having Greg Palast on about some electronic voting fraud news, also some of these voters being knocked off the list in Florida. So we'll be looking at that as well. We're trying to schedule him in right now. In the meantime, of course, your phone calls and stuff like this out of the New Scientist magazine today, newborn mice given Prozac grow up depressed. And now over 50,000 children under the age of 2. That's last year's numbers. The numbers always come out a year late, so we don't know for 2004, though we know it's growing. But tens of thousands of children under 2 on serotonin uptake inhibitor-type drugs. Now they've got these other types of drugs that don't just mess with that, but many other things. And, I mean, it's common sense. It even changes brain development, but hey, so what? That's what this whole plan is about. Democrats again file 9 suits in Florida. Senator says Bush has no choice but to reinstate the draft. This is out of the Iowa State Daily, editorial by Senator Tom Harkin. Also, terror warnings, up approval ratings. This out of the Associated Press. And they're finally reporting on an old article from months ago from a Cornell University sociology department. Of course, we posted this months ago on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but here it is in the Associated Press. Also, ghost detainee scandal linked to highest levels of White House. That's all those secret arrests. A whole stack of electronic voting fraud news across the country, including Austin, Texas. Race-specific bioweapon news out of the Times of London. Just ultra-massive broadcast, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, my name is Sandra. I'm taking the collagenate from Vim and Vigor. I've lost 20 pounds. I have much better energy, and my sleep is better.
Hi, my name is Marcia. I've been taking Vim and Vigor. It's done tremendous help for the bursitis in my thumb, and I've also lost 35 pounds.
Hi, I'm Ron. I'm taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, and I have taken 20 pounds off and 6 inches off my waist. It works.
What are you waiting for? Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim and Vigor's collagenate. Collagenate is different than the other stuff. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, which means a leaner, healthier you. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's collagenate. That's 1-800-622-8446. 1-800-622-8446. Call today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, my friends, it is Wednesday, less than 6 days till election 04. Staged event 04. Bush backs temporary work IDs for immigrants. And, of course, the actual legislation is a total, complete, blanket capitulation, the end of the border, the legalization of anyone who can get here, and allows companies to pay to bring skilled and unskilled workers here. And an even greater torrent, the 30 million illegals, is not enough. The implosion of the middle class, the blockage of people from the working class being able to move into the once expanding middle class, is intensifying. Bush backs temporary worker IDs for immigrants. And meanwhile, out of the New American, Mexico wants a North American EU, well, so do the New York crime bosses. I would like to see a border similar to the one that the European Union has right now, where they have common, very common objectives, stated Mexican Foreign Minister official Arturo González Cruz in a recent Tijuana interview. Mexico's border czar pointed out that the members of the European Union have a common economy. They have policies and have transcended their borders. Well, that's what we're having with the Pan-American Union, which you know about, but the average American won't know about it because they won't be told about it. It's like the average American doesn't know about Michael Bagnarek of the Libertarians, and the average person doesn't know about Michael Perutka of the Constitution Party, because that's the way things work. Gene wars only a few years away, say doctors. This out of the London Times. Now, remember, back in 2000, in a PNAC document, Dick Cheney said we must legitimize the use in the media of race-specific bioweapons. These are quite useful. weapons engineered to kill certain races of people. And then a few years ago, Jane's Weapons Quarterly, the encyclopedic group that tracks all the new weapons developments, they told you about the B-2 bomber, what, 4 or 5 years before it was finally unveiled. They are incredible. Now, they put out a worldwide alert saying, look, the West has developed these. They're already here. But when you talk to the scientists at the American Medical Association and the British Medical Association and others, they say, well, it's a problem, but it'll be here in a few years. It's not here yet. Yeah, as if they let you into the level 4 and level 5 bioweapons labs. There is concern that bioweapons could be programmed to wipe out specific ethnic groups within 5 years. Genetically targeted weapons capable of ethnic cleansing could become a reality within 5 years because the window of opportunity to tackle their development is shrinking fast, doctors said yesterday. So, see, we have to invade all these countries because they can develop it. But remember, who else has already developed it? The warning comes after a report by the British Medical Association, which stated that within a decade, genetically research would unleash new and terrifying biological weapons capable of killing only people of specific ethnic groups. And you've got IBM running this whole operation, and you've got the military-industrial complex openly saying they want to get rid of certain races, and then you've got the globalists that run the whole thing being a bunch of eugenics, social Darwinist control freaks. I mean, folks, they're behind AIDS. That's admitted, so now we have this. You know, top Nobel laureate just went public 2 weeks ago and said that AIDS is genetically engineered. We have the actual documents where it was funded in the late 70s. Since the publication of the British Medical Association's first study 5 years ago, the association believes that governments have failed to halt the advance of biological and genetic weapons technology. Dr. Vivian Nathanson, who we have coming on tomorrow, head of the science and ethics at the British Medical Association, said the situation today is arguably worse than when we published our last report. The very existence of international laws that protect us is being questioned. The anthrax attacks in the U.S. in 01 caused widespread panic and fear, and most worryingly, it's never been easier to develop biological weapons. All you have to do is look on the Internet. Oh, look on the Internet, because the Australian government 3 years ago released the exact recipe on purpose to create the deadly mouse pox, which you can duplicate in any mammal very cheaply that has a 99% kill rate. Of course, they've got the stuff they're releasing is probably 20, 30 years old. They've already got cures for all of this, but they can let it be released, run the gamut, kill a few million people, have total martial law shutdowns. Then go, see, millions die. We've got to invade all these third world countries. They released them. Take over the world, have national drafts, have a police state dark age we never emerge from. Well, you saw what happened after the plague was released, didn't you? And then no one will point out that it's our government who released the recipes for all of this. And the article goes on, folks. Think I'm kidding? Type in, Australia releases mouse pox genetic code. It's just, folks, I'm living in a Twilight Zone episode. I mean, I got to stop right there. And I keep making this point, but I'm just going to make it again. They're openly making judicial workers in major nations take microchips by the thousands now. Publicly. They're saying they want to put them in the children and in the troops, and that's already started with the troops. They're openly saying every device, everything you buy from a Campbell's soup can to a VCR is going to have a tracker chip in it, tracked and run by wireless internet. Even if you're not on the computer, you will be on the computer. The Scientific Atlantic cable boxes have microphones in them that admittedly can listen to you. OnStar does the same thing. TiVo watches what you do and tracks what you do. The cell phones have been tracking us for years, and admittedly, and can listen to you and track your exact location. When you order a pizza, you're automatically run through a criminal database or send a SWAT team out if you're wanted for something. They are setting up domestic CIAs, promoting it all over the news how great it is, with both fiction and real-life news reports telling us how good it is. I mean, we're entering hell itself right now. And the Christian conservatives, that I count myself as one, by and large, are the biggest cheerleaders for this, because their so-called Christian leaders have told them, oh, no, the national ID card is of the Lord, and we need it, and this is all great. I mean, this is incredible. And it's all happening right now. Years ago, you know, this is a, quote, secular broadcast. I have pastors on, preachers I respect, historians, you know, you name it. But, you know, I cover the news, what I can prove, what I can document. You know, I know in my heart and soul that God's real, and I have my own personal relationship with Yahweh. But you know, I don't sit there and push that on people. I believe they see the evidence of the world, the evidence of what's happening, they'll wake up. But the reason most of these atheists and agnostics and liberals and Buddhists and people aren't going to listen to us is because, by and large, so-called Christians are a bunch of demon-possessed hog goblins running around as the vanguard of the Antichrist system. I mean, it's true. And it's horrible. And so the world sees that, and it pushes them into the false savior of the liberal New World Order system. It's the same thing over and over again. And, you know, I've always said, oh, no, it's not going to be the Antichrist. Oh, that's not coming. Oh, no, the New World Order is trying to use that system to con us and trying to duplicate that system, but I believe it's coming later in the future. You know, I don't think things are advanced enough. I mean, now you've really got to question that. I mean, and the problem is when the Antichrist does pop up, you're going to have the Christians bow down and say Jesus has returned, and they're already basically doing it, saying Jesus will soon return with the sword, and he will be our world leader. And I mean, the stuff I'm hearing is really scary, and that's what the Bible says. It says they're going to think that the devil is Jesus, and they're going to say he's come back, and he's going to be a counterfeit. And these people don't even know that. They're saying the Patriot Act's good, the National ID card is good, all the chip isn't the mark of the beast. George Bush is basically God's anointed, but he may even, I've even heard it implied that he may have the spirit of, you know, he may be Jesus or something. I mean, they go right up to the edge of saying that. I mean, I'm not saying George Bush is the Antichrist, folks. I'm just saying this is really starting to get out of control. Okay, I just better get on to more news here. It's all out of control, folks. Our country is being dismantled in front of us. The world is falling under darkness. Total control, an electronic straitjacket is being deployed. And they're building giant prisons everywhere. And the general public is sucking its thumb watching the World Series or, you know, greedily getting ready for it. And then Dick Cheney's saying we need race-specific bioweapons. Army won't shorten combat tours in Iraq. Troops that have been re-upped twice who were supposed to already be out or rotated home are being kept in Iraq for upwards of 2 years. Even in Vietnam, you only got sent for a tour, 11 months? I mean, even in Vietnam, they didn't do this. And now they're basically, it's a forced draft. Very, very serious. Just amazing. And then I've got articles like this. This is out of the New Scientist. Newborn mice given Prozac grow up depressed. Mice treated with the antidepressant Prozac early in life grow into adults with emotional problems, a new report concludes. You mean giving them the equivalent of a hallucinogen every day messes up their little brains? Really? Really? Giving mammals that is not good? Taking a form of LSD every day isn't good for you? I thought the news tells me mercury's nutritious now. In fact, find that clip. People don't believe me. I want to play that clip, please. If CBS says mercury's now a nutritious part of the every morning breakfast, then I guess, you know, brain-damaging mammals is good, too. I mean, LSD must be good every morning. That's what Prozac and psychotropics are listed as, by the way, in the hallucinogen category. They put you in, like, a mesmerized sleepwalking state. Whether the drug has the same effect on people is unknown. Oh, yeah, it just so happens we test everything on mice because we're actually very similar to them, and more so than dogs, by the way, more so than cows. It's the mice are the one mammal that have similar effects, even more than chimpanzees. Did you know that's why they use mice and rats? And it's real bad for them, of course, whether the drug has the same effect on people is unknown. But the result will add to the growing debate over what risk Prozac and similar SSRI drugs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, pose for young children and unborn babies. Oh, yeah, they give them to lots of pregnant women, folks. If they really need these drugs, people should take them. They can be lifesavers, says Jay Ginrich, a psychiatrist. Sure they can be. Columbia University in New York City, who has led the research, but it's a little bit alarming to find that they might carry risk that aren't apparent until later in life. You mean causing brain damage? I mean, but wait, you know, the same government people are telling us that mercury's now nutritious. I mean, you know, we'll be right back with this and a lot more in your phone calls 1-800-259-9231 and InfoWars.gov.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why has Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. Sea Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call Sea Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
They railed against the crown.
They railed against the crown.
Another ragtag band declaring
independence.
Laid their bodies down in a bloody war.
On a bloody war.
For liberty for their descendants.
For their descendants.
Thanks to the renegades.
Thanks.
All right, my friends, let's go to your calls, and then I'll get into all the electronic voting machine fraud going on. Are the Republicans, Democrats caught stealing elections down at the local level with a good old-fashioned vote fraud? Bush wants total open borders. He wants them now. He's very conservative. And much, much more. We got Greg Palast joining us later this hour. Then Mac White, political cartoonist and expert on the New World Order. And Don Griffin, Constitutional Party candidate running for senator. He'll be on with us for a few minutes. I want to support those guys. It's my favorite party. Right now, Johnny came marching home again from Canada. Johnny, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey there. I sent you an email regarding a movie which you probably already know about, but it's called National Treasure.
Yes, the New World Order is good. The Illuminati are actually good guys. They're here to save us.
When I saw that movie, the preview on TV, I just about crapped my pants. I can't believe they have the gall to do that.
The Illuminati loves you. Submit to them. They're going to help you now.
But you know what? You know what bugs me is that all the work you're doing and all the work that people are doing, when we talk about these, you know, this all-seeing eye, people are going to think that now it's just a movie. Just leave it alone.
Well, that's what they do. They take real things and put it in cartoon form and then put it into the subconscious, and then we accept it as we see it. But everything's the all-seeing eye. Everything's the New World Order. Everything's the Illuminati, all the big corporate logos. And then when we talk about it, when it's in the encyclopedia, it doesn't exist, and we should just submit to it.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
Hey, thank you for the call. Yeah, Jerry Bruckheimer, who, when he's not producing Illuminati movies, is out producing Jessica Lynch Pentagon films in live time. He admits it. He produced all that. That was totally fake, as she later said. When most of her unit, who were witnesses to it being fake, suddenly started dying, snipers killing them, car wrecks in a week, she went public and said, it's all fake, it's all fake. And that saved you, little lady. Good job. Now, the truth's out. There's no reason for you to have a little accident from your bosses. Let's talk to Rita. Rita, where are you calling us from? Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I'm calling from Illinois.
Good to talk to you up there.
Nice talking to you.
Well, they're about to start psychological testing of every adult, forcibly.
Yes, this is the place. Oh,
hey,
it's
the Soviet Union. Why not here?
It's the new metrics cameras. Did you hear about those?
Yeah, they're putting up biometric face scanners everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
It's happening nationwide.
Yeah, what a screwball that guy is. Anyway, you know, I wanted to call you and ask you two things. Well, two things especially. One of them was that, remember those state militia guys that get the free uniforms so they can have their cheeseburgers and be tough guys? Remember?
Yeah, nationwide, but the worst stuff was in Alabama from their own Alabama Defense Force website. They go buy their own machine guns, their own armored vehicles, and they're given uniforms and MP badges, and they mainly go out and search small children on major street corners randomly while having a cheeseburger and a cigarette in one hand. Actual photos of this. We even had on their adjunct minion on a few months ago.
Well, they had Doug Rocky on Joyce Riley today, and he was talking about Major Rocky, you know. And about
the guy who wrote the book on depleted uranium, yeah.
Yes. And I was just wondering, what if they gave these guys in the militia a bunch of those contaminated uniforms to walk around, and somebody ought to check those things?
Oh, you mean giving them old uniforms that were used in
right,
Gulf War,
right.
too?
Yeah.
You know, that's a really good point. That DU does not go away.
I wouldn't be surprised. But the other thing I wanted to ask you is that, or tell you, is that yesterday you were talking about sports and stuff like that, but you know what? A friend of mine who's much smarter than I am mentioned this to me. He says, you know, that in the old days when the robber barons were going crazy, the immigrants would sit in the bars and they would drink and they would talk about how bad they were getting screwed around. And then there was the Haymarket riots in 1886, and we never really saw professional sports until around 1887.
You're right, and that's when they created the New York Police Department and the blue uniforms taken from the from the Praetorian Guard of the Romans. I mean, they admit that. That's mainstream. That's the encyclopedia, the history of the blue uniform. It's the Prussian Imperial Guard. And no, you didn't have police departments until then. And they actually went out and hired mainly the rough and tumble street thugs to join them, hired the gang members to stop the rioting.
Right, and then they had baseball teams for all the corporations. You know, after they, Marshall Von Field, I call him, the guy who had the organizer shot as anarchist.
Yes.
Yeah. So then the other thing is that they could now, instead of sitting in the taverns, as this person pointed out to me, and the people are, oh, the great tradition of sports, you know. And, well, the thing is, they could sit in their stadiums now, and they could talk about useless statistics about champion ball fetchers.
There's even public documents, letters back and forth between robber barons about, let's fund sports, the Romans did it, we should do it. You're on target, my dear. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. We're about to go to Emmett and Dave and many others that are patiently holding. But again, this article here, newborn mice given Prozac grow up depressed. I want to get more into that article. Also, Democrats file 9 suits in Florida over voting. Senator Bush has no choice but to reinstate the draft, study, terror warnings, up approval, ratings, Associated Press, ghost detainee scandal linked to highest levels of U.S. government, and much, much more. That's coming up after we take some more calls. Then Greg Palast is joining us just briefly with an update on some of the election fraud going on. Before I go back to your calls, I've made 11 films, and the 11th film is now out. It's called American Dictators. And it covers the false left-right paradigm, exposes how the election of 2004 is staged between Bush and Kerry, how their policies are almost identical, and it gets into the latest developments on 9/11, the police state. It's 115 minutes on DVD, 95 minutes on VHS, 19.95 on VHS or DVD. Each additional copy on DVD is only $5.95 or $9.95 for VHS. So buy 3 or 4 copies. Extra to give to friends and family is the gift of freedom, the gift of unlocking their minds. These films are really effective. We also have some discounts on 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. I have a discount on George Humphrey's 9/11 film, 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati. A lot of new specials on the site, so go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to peruse the safe, secure online shopping cart, to watch clips of the films, to read about the different descriptions, to see the different specials, and then to order them on our secure, private, safe shopping cart. Or call toll-free to get any of my videos or ask questions about the different films, different descriptions. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or again, PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order. And then, of course, at PrisonPlanet.tv, you can watch all 11 of my films, read my book, read Paul Watson's book, watch now, I guess, about 50 weekly reports I've done now. I mean, there's a whole bunch of them, a bunch of different special reports, hundreds of audio interviews I've done. It's just all there, literally hundreds of audio interviews, special text reports, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Can you afford that? And then it also supports everything we else we do. And we had to do this just to continue the websites because they've come too successful, too many visitors, and no one buying anything. So by doing this, it's become somewhat successful. It's allowed us to hire another webmaster, expand what we're doing, reach more people, have more information for you, and provide all the videos in their entirety, something we couldn't afford before. And then still offer a lot of videos for free that, frankly, your membership subsidizes, reaching out to people that have just now visiting the sites. So PrisonPlanet.tv, be part of spreading the word and get complete, total access, privileged access. PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Emmett in Pennsylvania. Emmett, welcome. Hello, Emmett. You're on the air, Emmett.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Hello. Your interview with Jim Mars on Monday was excellent. And, on that same morning, KYW All News Radio 1060 in Philadelphia announced that the FBI and CIA were looking for potential terrorists on Election Day.
And this is what they do. Bush and the Democrats do this, too. They're all on the same team at the highest levels. They fight the lower levels. They have Ridge. They have Ashcroft. They have... the FBI Director Mueller, they all come out and they say, we're on the verge of attack, it's going to happen, it'll probably happen, put out these alerts, have senators evacuate, and then Bush comes out and goes, we never said that, now everything's fine, I'm going to calm you. So they scare us, then he comes in as the good cop and calms us, and so they get the best of both worlds. I don't think the attack will be before the election. I've been saying this all along. I think the big one's coming after the election.
This morning they announced that the National Guard is going to be guarding poll places in Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's nationwide.
To ensure
all part of intimidation.
To ensure the blacks can vote, yeah, uh-huh. That's what a buddy of mine said, intimidation. Mm-hmm. And did you know Mayor Koch, although he's a Democrat, he's for Bush. Mayor Koch in New York, he's for Bush because Bush has done so much for Israel.
So is Vladimir Putin. And so are the mullahs. They've publicly, Iran has endorsed Bush.
Okay.
And the Piccadilly casino in London, who's frankly never wrong, has got 69-31 Bush favored in odds for gambling. And Las Vegas has similar numbers, 65-34 or 35. So those are the numbers.
Yeah. Well, go Boston. Win tonight. 4 games in a row, right?
Yeah, that's more important than race-specific bioweapons being developed.
Sure, it's important. And Eagles are 6 wins, no losses? Wow. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks for the call. And again, folks, there's nothing wrong with sports. But that should be after you've spent time with your children and made sure they're not on drugs, legal or illegal. That's after you've made sure that aren't in massive debt. That's after you've made sure that you're right with the Lord. That's after you've learned your Bill of Rights and Constitution and Declaration of Independence, which you could be an expert on, just like you're an expert on baseball or football. Frankly, nobody likes a hot dog and nachos and a large frosty Coke at the ball game like I do, folks. But you know what? I don't go to the ball games because I've got to defend my family in this country. Nothing I'd like more than spending my time, you know, down driving down to Astros Stadium, you know, and watching baseball. And I'm just not going to do it. It's not a sacrifice, though. I mean, there's no choice here. But, again, we're all hooked into the gladiatorial diversions. Frankly, there's nothing more I'd like than to go join a softball team. You know, stuff like that would be in better shape, too. But I'm dedicated to fighting the New World Order. I mean, it's just that simple. I cannot run around acting like a fool. I worked 18 hours yesterday. Frankly, I got to back off a little bit. I've been working too hard lately, and the black circles have returned, and I think I'm more proficient, do a better job when I'm not this exhausted. I've gotten exhausted again, and I'm just driven because there's a threat to my family, my civilization. And I wish you'd have that same drive, folks. You really need that same drive. Dave, where are you calling us from today?
I'm calling from Illinois also.
Welcome.
I think I figured out the owl and a bunch of things out about Bohemian Grove. There was a Holy Roman Emperor in the 1400s, Sigismund, and Holy Roman Emperors are what's known as the First Reich. And this guy, Sigismund, he was a Holy Roman Emperor. He was also King of Bohemia. Now, in the 1400s, this guy summoned to Nuremberg, which was where Hitler would throw all his rallies, where Hitler basically shrined the city.
Well, I'm not going to say Hitler was a Catholic operation, but Hitler did model, and he admitted this, by the way, model his secret society, his high-level Gestapo, SS, after the Jesuit order. Now that's true, but actually they were somewhat antagonistic, and then at the end some of them escaped through that. But what you're saying there with that connection is true.
Yeah, so this Holy Roman Emperor, Sigismund, in the 1400s, he starts this thing called the Order of the Dragon. Now,
the Order of the Dragon was started before that by Vlad the Impaler.
Well, Vlad the Impaler.
That's what Dracula is, or Dracul is a dragon.
It was actually Vlad the Impaler's father, Vlad Dracul, who Sigismund takes to join this Order of the Dragon in Nuremberg. He calls all his princes and vassals up, and Vlad Dracul was one of these princes. And
I'm getting my dates mixed up, but I don't know if that's accurate for my mind.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I looked into all this when you brought out that you know, our buddies are related to Dracula.
But Bush and Kerry directly related through the House of Windsor, known truly as Saxe Coburg Gotha.
So this Sigismund guy, he's king of Bohemia. When these Holy Roman Emperors would make an edict, the edicts would be called Golden Bull. Okay. And now another person who was in this Order of the Dragon was the Bathorys, Stephen Bathory. He was either uncle or a cousin to Elizabeth Bathory, who's the notorious lady. She was a countess in Transylvania.
She bathed in blood. Yes,
she would bathe in blood, and she was known as a witch and a vampire. Now, if you go back to Greek vampiric lore, a vampire witch is known as a strige to the Greeks. Now, a strige is also known as an owl. And if you go back and look into this lore, if you look on the internet, it's all going to come up in Italian.
No, no, sir, that's what the Illuminati is a satanic order, and that's what they are, and this is what they're into, and... They're a bunch of blood drinkers. They're not
exactly.
I mean, so, they don't, you know, burn up in the sun, and they don't live forever. But this is what they believe in.
So and this is what Hitler believed in. And you have you know,
it is true. He had his blood put into little sausages for his high level knights to eat.
Yeah, and Hitler he takes a lot of his stuff, his occult stuff. You know, starting the Third Reich, and this was the First Reich.
Sir, I'm digging out the timeline. I believe you're incorrect. Dracula was before the 1400s.
Well, no.
Let me dig it out here in a minute. But listen, I got to let you go. It's very interesting. Do we have Greg Palace yet? Great. We're going to shift out of Dracula talk here for just a minute get into election fraud. But just truth is stranger than fiction. And, you know, the BBC's got the audio of him screaming, I'm going to sacrifice you for Satan. And we've played that before. We ought to play that again. And it's pretty scary stuff. And this is what they're into. I'm sorry to have to inform you of this. But this is what Lord Bush and his little buddy Kerry are into. Don't worry. Kerry's going to save us. Let's go ahead and go to Greg Palast. We're honored to have the top BBC Newsnight reporter, best-selling author of The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, GregPalast.com. Joining us, and Greg, the Piccadilly Casino has got 69-31 in favor of Bush, and the odds 2-1, and the Las Vegas has got similar odds. They haven't been wrong very often. Do you think Lord Bush is going to be our next president again?
Well, not elected, but he will take office. I mean, here's the grim news. Last night, the lead story worldwide, except in the United States, was a report I did for BBC television showing that once again, they've got the fixes in. In this case, it looks like they've got something called caging lists. When I say they, I mean Jeb Bush and his brother and their team have put together caging lists, thousands and thousands of voters in Florida, which is still going to be the main battleground. Florida will decide the presidency. And what they intend to do, we've discovered, is challenge thousands and thousands of voters in their right to vote. Now, and
well, that came out in the New York Times months ago that they were having state police go to old people's houses to go, just making sure you're not cheating.
Right. Well, what they're doing now, they did admit in Ohio that they're going to challenge voters, but they've done so in advance so that a voter can say, well, no, I have the right to vote. They're springing this one, or they were going to spring it until I outed them last night. They're going to spring it on the voters of Florida on Election Day. And you have to imagine what happens. Florida does not have the Jeb Bush has made sure that there aren't enough polling stations.
And a federal judge has also said that there's no paper trail. How dare you ask for it?
Yes, and so you've got computers without paper trails. You've got a reduced number of polling stations in Democratic and especially minority areas. They've actually cut the number of polling stations, even though everyone agrees this is going to be the highest turnout.
And they're going to have National Guard traipsing around with machine guns in front of it.
So, and then what they're going to do is they're going to challenge voters, and here's what they're doing. The Republican Party sent out letters to people. If they didn't respond or if they got a letter back about a bad address or an undeliverable, they're going to use that to challenge voters and say, you can't vote. Then the voter gets something called a provisional ballot. If you have trouble voting, they're going to hand you a provisional ballot. You can just, you know, throw that sucker away. Those things are basically never opened. It's not even like absentee ballots.
They've now admitted in the past they never even count the ballots from the troops coming home because, quote, we always had enough before.
Well, let's put it this way. On the list that they're challenging, I have this caging list from Jacksonville. 50 of the names on there are their addresses are no longer current because they've been shipped out to Baghdad. These are black soldiers who have been sent overseas, and therefore their address in Jacksonville is not current. Now, under the law, they can still vote their home address while they are defending our nation, or supposedly defending our nation. But the Republican Party is going to be challenging troops overseas on the grounds that their addresses aren't current if they have a U.S. address. And, you know, this is your war hero president.
So what are we, our cheerleader president. So he's a tough guy, folks. He's a cheerleader. It's pretty disgusting. I'm sorry to have to say
well,
that.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't know if it's disgusting. I'm just telling you what they're doing. I mean, you know, the thing is, and then the other thing I found is that they have, what they're doing is misregistering people. Dig this one. You'll love this one, Alex. 4,000 students were re-registered. They signed forms to decriminalize the use of marijuana for medical purposes. What they didn't know is that they had signed the backs of registration forms. A couple Republican Party operatives then filled out the front of the forms with their signatures on it, switched these people to the Republican Party, but most importantly, registered them at wrong addresses. And what that means is if you're wrongly addressed or that you're double registered, you lose your vote in both places. Your vote becomes disqualified. And we only found this out because one of the people that they snagged in this scam was the daughter of the election supervisor in Tallahassee, who, you know, when he saw his daughter, he got a call from another election supervisor saying, how come your daughter's registered down here in Orlando? I thought that she lived up in Tallahassee with you.
So now they're not just counting on the fraudulent electronic machines. Now they're engaging in retail down at the grassroots fraud. News 8 Austin is reporting, by the way, and I've had friends and family this has happened to. You go in to vote, and when you try to vote a straight Democratic ticket, it says click here, but then in small print under that on another page you've got to roll to, it says this is actually a straight vote for Bush Cheney, and that is in News 8 Austin and the Austin American Statesman and the Chronicle. What do you think of that?
I am not surprised. They're going to tell you why it's all a glitch and a mistake, just like this Republican caging list, challenging the vote. Can you imagine challenging the votes of soldiers? Literally forging the signatures on registration forms, which is, by the way, a Class 3 felony. And just so you know, Jeb Bush's law enforcement guys, his state cops, have said, we don't have time for the next couple weeks to investigate this. No, they're not going to investigate until after the election.
Ah. All right. That? Stay there, Greg Powell. One more segment with you. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Go to my website, Infowars.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
In Travis County, Austin, Texas, which Texas is already going for the globalists, but then there's all those local elections on the straight ticket. Well, if you try to vote Democrat, then when you hit confirm, it actually is a straight ticket for Republicans. And they admit in the paper, they say voter oversight causing problems in Travis County. And they say it's your fault that they go, you know, you need to read the fine print. Doesn't matter if this is set up where most people are voting for the other party. when they're trying to vote for another one. It's just up to you to read the fine print. And, you know, they do this a lot with ballot initiatives, you know, where they, you know, a yes is a no and a no is a yes. So it's just getting more sophisticated. But, again, folks, I'm nonpartisan on this. I don't like either candidate. But clearly the Republicans are robbing things nationwide. And in Florida, Greg Palast, the BBC, has had his people there on the ground. Greg, this looks like it's dwarfing 2000. You just told me during the break that Bush is in. You're now saying he's going to win via fraud. Tell us about it.
Well, there's no question. We're seeing, you know, knocking off military voters, knocking off black voters. We still went down, same guys who were supposed to be on these phony felon lists, and they were supposed to put them back on. They're still off. And now we got a new one. Our BBC cameras caught guys in black cars with blacked out windows with telephoto lenses filming all the voters going in and out of the African American voting precincts. And we got one of these guys on camera. You know, he says he's a professional, licensed PI. And you can imagine what this must cost.
So the government has hired private thugs.
No, it's a private. We know it's private. And it, you know, it's pretty clearly related to the Republican Party as a question of the idea is voter intimidation, and what they want to do is make people upset and nervous if they try to vote. Maybe that, you know, they'll be nailed for some other crime or, you know, an unpaid utility bill or parking ticket, and they're getting out the word, we're going to be photographing you, we're going to
and
get
you. And you told me during the break that 50-something thousand ballots are missing?
58,000 absentee ballots have gone missing in Broward County. And we already had a few weeks ago when Teresa Lepore was counting votes in absentee votes in Palm Beach. She, counted 37,000 votes when only 31,000 ballots were cast. The absentee ballot scam in this election are going to be beyond imagination because we're looking at close to 15 million absentee ballots, Alex, and most people don't realize you send in an absentee ballot, you're just counting on them to open it and count it.
Greg, do you think this is all going to be contested?
No. I think that the Democrats are I've watched them, and I've met with John Edwards, I've met with the chairman of the party. They are completely unprepared. They got a bunch of hotshot lawyers, but they think if you run lawyers around on election day, that you're going to be able to stop this, wholesale theft. That's just, you know.
Yeah, it's already happening. I mean, coast to coast on the electronic voting fraud sites, there are literally over 300 articles of election fraud caught red-handed all over the country. I mean, it's already going on.
You know, yeah, I mean, it's too late by the time they move in on this stuff. Plus, they're actually going to play into the hands of the Republicans. They got 6,000 lawyers that they're fielding. When the Republicans start, doing the surprise challenges, the lawyers are going to go in and start arguments. People are already going to be waiting. In Florida, they expect backups at the poll 3 hours to vote. They want to discourage voting. That's how they're going to do it, discouraging the voter. So the Democrats will run in and help them out by arguing over these challenges. It's just, you know, they are just so smart in how they're doing this. And it is, and I got to tell you, you have to understand, while you're hearing it on the Alex Jones show, you don't see it on NBC.
No, okay. I mean, after the election, there were a few slip-ups, so we'll put in more of these special machines to fix it.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
people are so dumb, they don't know how to vote.
We'll have a blue ribbon panel. But you have to understand, the rest of the world is watching this. They watched my report last night of BBC with the pictures of the black cars, and the guys with telephoto lens, the list, the caging list, the military guys losing their votes. The rest of the world thinks that, we have a police state.
All right, the author of The Best Democracy Money Can Buy and The Bush Family Fortunes, the video, GregPalast.com. Greg, we'll hopefully have you back on next week and through this week as this develops, my friend.
You got it, Alex. You're the best. Bye.
Thanks a million. We'll be back with the second hour, your calls, a ton of news articles, and some guests.
Our tip.